Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
And welcome to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of freedom. On the Second Amendment Iron Curtain, the world is melting down. Al Sharpton is parading through New York City at this moment.
Through New York City!
That's very good. But Charlie Manson's getting married, so all is right in the world.
Unbelievable. Charlie, listen, for all you guys, single guys out there,
Charlie Manson
can get a date.
Right, exactly.
He's an 80-year-old mass murderer with a swastika carved into his forehead.
You know, and other than that, you know, thousand-yard stare, she's not that bad looking.
So, yeah, she's got that Patricia Krimwinkle stare.
Yeah, she does that. Like, well, you just dated yourself there.
Well, I read the book Helter Skelter numerous times. So listen, guys, I'm in Orlando for 5 days for a trade show, and it's like 40 degrees in Orlando. It's 20 here, I know. No sympathy, but I fly back this morning, and I land in Newark Airport, and the first thing I do is I get off the plane. I got to go to the restroom, and I go into a restroom, and I walk in, and it smells like, you know, wino homeless urine.
It's Newark. Welcome home.
And I go up to the urinal, and I'm relieving myself, and I go, ugh, it effing stinks in here. Welcome to effing Newark. And a guy in a wall, the divider next to me, starts laughing. He looks over, he goes, are you Anthony from Gun for Hire Radio?
No way.
I'm thinking of... So I turn and I say, no, I'm Ron
Sousa. Let me put this down and I'll talk to you.
So I told him I was Ron Sousa. This guy works in the airport and starts talking, mentioning a few things. I said, seriously, I said, why does this whole bathroom smell like old piss? He goes, because it's full of old piss. No one cleans it. And, you know, it was the bathroom down by baggage, and seriously, Orlando has, you know, inner city and everything, and the airport was spotless.
Of course.
And the convention center, Orange County Convention Center, was spotless, and I come back to this, and I'm just like, man.
Why am I here?
It's 20 degrees. Oh, this just in. Yeah. Everybody's been saying that Obama is a constitutional scholar.
Yeah.
He is, but for Kenya. Okay.
That answers so much.
I just want to clarify. He's a constitutional scholar for Kenya.
Yeah.
Kenya's constitution is written on the back of a matchbook that's half burnt.
Oh, I see.
It says the people get nothing, and it ends right there. Okay? That's the Kenyan constitution that Obama is a scholar in.
That's what it is. And he taught that constitutional law of Kenya.
See, because with the separation of powers, the voters tell the senators and the congressmen what they want or don't want.
Uh-huh.
And then they decide what to vote on and put forth to the president.
This is all new, though, right?
But when you have a fiefdom or a monarchy, the president says, well, I don't like the will of the people, so I'm going to do my own shit.
What I want to do.
Exactly.
Ah, I got it.
I'm going to do my own shit.
That whole freedom thing, that's all new. Then.
Yeah, so that's where we stand, and I know I'm going to hear a lot of shit, but I don't really care anymore.
That's pretty much, yeah. Why should we bother? Because we're going to get shit no matter what we say.
On a happy note.
Yes.
On December 6th from 10 to 2, Francesca Reed is going to have the cupcake sale here.
Can we make the reservations now?
Listen to the flavors.
Mm-hmm.
Flavor number one, peppermint patty.
Wow.
It's not my thing, but other people like that.
I like peppermint.
Okay. Flavor number two is not my thing either, but gingerbread cookie. I might force one of those down with a glass of skim milk.
Yeah, that's true.
But flavor number three entices me, hot cocoa.
Ooh, what's that?
I don't know. But if I can get hot cocoa in a cupcake form, that doesn't suck.
I'm there also.
Because the doctor always says you shouldn't get your calories in liquid form. So this is solid form.
This is solid form. Okay. But it is hot cocoa.
It's hot cocoa cupcake. So Frankie's going to be here. She's going to be raising money for a charitable cause. I believe it's going to be either the Wounded Warriors or the Warriors with Wheels raising money for the canines for the Warriors. Probably that's the one it's going to be. But whatever it is, just mark your calendars, December 6th from 10 to 2. Come down to the range with your family. Show your support. Last time she sold, you know, close to 400 cupcakes, I think. Let's try to break that record.
That don't suck. Yeah.
And while you're here, how about dropping something off at the Toys for Tots box?
Yeah.
Kill two birds with one stone, okay?
Right.
I noticed today Bob Brooks dropped some stuff in the box while I was gone for four days. I came back. I noticed the box is filling up. So, but we filled 14 last year, so everybody needs to do something, okay? Listen to this. New Jersey. You want to talk about anybody here who hasn't read 1984 by George Orwell? In New Jersey, we have a politician, Ralph Caputo, out of
Democrat.
Belleville, a Democrat. All private companies and houses and stuff would have to register our surveillance cameras.
Yeah, so if you buy your own surveillance camera and stick it out on your front lawn or in your house or wherever it is, and it looks out on the street, you have to now register that camera with the police, so it makes their job easier. This way, if a crime is committed, they can come and they know who you are.
So here's what I'm going to say. Ralph Caputo is saying this is all done under the guise that cops don't have to canvass the area anymore.
Oh, so it's
to see if anybody
overtime.
Has cameras, uh-huh. Okay? This is going to be my response to register my cameras. Capital F,
capital
U, and then just repeat it ad infinitum, okay?
F-U-F-U-F-U.
Yeah, because you're not getting my registration.
Right.
Now, my business is something different. I guess, what am I going to do? Because I've had cops come in all the time and ask for footage for a certain time or date because there was an armed robbery and maybe it went down a street or whatever in my Belleville facility and here.
Yeah.
But my home cameras, no. You're not going to do that. This is, you know, again, what's wrong with the police canvassing the area?
Right.
I have an idea. When a cop knocks on my door and asks me if I have cameras, he might also ask me if I saw anything
mm-hmm.
or if anyone was home during that time. Maybe we saw something or maybe we were even involved in it, okay? So now what we're going to do is the cop is just going to go on a computer, get a registry of people who have cameras, and then what, send me an email and ask me for footage for that time or date or something?
Right.
Is that how we're going to do
it
now?
I think that's how we do it. You know, he All doesn't right? even have to leave the police station.
I don't think there's anything wrong with the police officers canvassing the area, Assemblyman, all right? So go read George Orwell's book, 1984, and look up ad infinitum, okay? And then put the capital F and the capital U after it, and then you'll have my... My response.
It is
okay?
It is a typical progressive reaction to whatever. It's just more government, and let me tell you how the government is going to help us.
Yeah, they're going to help me for sure.
Mm.
Speaking of help, if you go on ANJRPC's website, ANJRPC, and click on the Amazon link and go into Amazon's page, anything you buy from Amazon.com, ANJRPC gets a VIG.
Oh, really?
Yes, SAF does the same thing.
Oh, so you can go to anjrpc.com.
.com.
And then you can, whatever you're going to buy.
anjrpc.org, by the way.
.org.
.org. And then click on the Amazon link, and it'll open up to the Amazon browser. And you can bookmark that browser that came from
Everything that you buy, whether you're buying it.
Correct.
What about Prime members, stuff like that?
Everything doesn't matter. Everything. It doesn't really matter, but they get a small percentage of it. And it's really starting to add up. We had a board meeting a few months ago. The numbers I can't publicly publish at the moment, but we're killing it, and I want to thank everybody. John McConnell sent me an email to remind me of that, by the way. John McConnell.
Just you and I, the shit we buy in the course of a week.
He's a member of the range, and he's a true patriot, so I just wanted to pass that on. So we have an act of terrorism in Israel this week. We go into a house of worship, and we start stabbing and shooting everybody.
Yeah.
Three of them were U.S. citizens, and Obama only had to talk about the Palestinians and the Israelis.
Mm.
He didn't even mention U.S. citizens, by the way, because he was busy writing his manifesto on illegal aliens.
Right.
But the Israeli response is, A, they're loosening the gun laws in Israel for citizens to carry guns.
Boy, that actually makes sense, doesn't it?
Yes, and number two is they're bulldozing the houses of the Palestinians that did the attack.
Well, they're going back to what they used to do, right?
Correct.
They used to do this.
That's what they used to do. And they're going to bulldoze the houses down of the families. So while he's in prison for committing these atrocities, his family loses their house.
Yeah.
Okay? But they're going to, you know, and everybody thinks that Israel has this loose firearm policy. They really don't.
No.
They've gone towards the liberal leaning now, too. And look what they need to bring them back. And
right.
We're going to get into that when we come back.
A return to the way it should be.
We the people, we got the kind of power.
For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against the state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com, or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
It's becoming a dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed. Lipstick Bodyguard, fear no evil. Get yours today, only at lipstickbodyguard.com.
And if there are women on your gift list for this holiday season, Lipstick Bodyguard is on sale right now at the Woodland Park Range, or you can go to lipstickbodyguard.com, but it's more fun to come in and buy it.
Oh, wait a minute. While we're talking about that, we'll get into that a little bit. We'll talk about Lipstick Bodyguard later. But, yeah, so Israeli mindset, I always used to talk about it, and you'll have the military walking around with long guns, with their Tavors and ARs, et cetera, but most of the citizens, they've really tightened down on the gun laws, so
they can't defend themselves.
No, it used to be everybody could carry.
Yeah.
So now there's this whole movement where they're loosening the laws because you're going to have this happen, and it's going to happen here.
Yes, absolutely going to happen here
because we just will not adopt the Israeli mindset because we all want to be sheep here. Okay.
Right.
And we all know about last week I spoke about the rabbi coming out and saying, you know, he wants to make the gun manufacturers responsible. If it's 10 times removed from the original purchaser, if a crime is committed with that gun, the gun manufacturer should be held liable.
We got a lot of email because of that.
Oh, yeah. And Andy Rubenstein, who's a member of the range, he sent me an email. He goes, Anthony, as a Jew and a gold member of Gun for Hire, I thought you would agree with this editorial. Perhaps you can pass it on to the idiotic rabbis trying to add disclaimers to gun manufacturers. My only issue with it is editorial, so that is what I would rather have a 45 instead of a 22.
Oh, the article was a 22 for every Jew.
22 for every Jew was the name of the article. It was in the every Jew at 22. It was in the Jewish press. And it said the savage murder of 4 Jewish worshippers in Jerusalem synagogue was the latest of a string of brutal terror attacks. Okay. And let me tell you something. What they want to do in New Jersey is take our guns away. But in 1970 in Israel, they had a slogan, the Jewish Defense League, JDL, which tends to be very conservative.
Yep.
Every Jew a 22. This simple yet powerful slogan championed by the Jewish Defense League in the 70s. Now, what happened is, people posted that. There was a lot of negative posts saying we're in a civilized world. We don't need guns and stuff.
But last I checked, we weren't in a civilized
world.
Correct.
We're dealing with savages.
This utopian society that never has worked out.
And you know, Andy wrote that he would rather have a 45. So we got to come up with a slogan instead of every Jew at 22. We got to come up with something that has a nice jingle to it and all. But
all right, send in your suggestions to talkback@gunforhireradio.com.
Listen, I have so many members of synagogues that come to this range and shoot, and they all express concerns to me. They all ask how we can get a carry permit, how we can do this, do that. And I'm pretty much helpless in getting the answers from them and for them. And let me tell you something. It's just a matter of time.
Right.
It's just a matter of time that if it could happen in Fort Hood, it can happen here, it can happen there, in schools, in colleges, and... You know,
Right in synagogues right here. I mean, we can't get into it, but remember the consulting that we did for the synagogues in...
Tenafly.
Yeah.
Yes. They're worried.
Yes.
Okay?
As they should be.
Because they're unarmed.
Yes.
And everybody knows their schedule. And it would not take much to create a horrific scene.
No, not at all.
With their wives and their kids there.
Not
but
at all.
We're not allowed to do anything. What do they want? They want to, put a cop sitting outside. Now listen, if a cop is sitting outside,
and
no disrespect to the cops,
right.
But or if a car pulls up and four guys get out with auto weapons and bombs, that cop is not going to fight to the death because that cop's family is
not inside
that synagogue.
That's right.
All right?
That's right.
You need to arm the congregants, and
absolutely.
They need to be sitting outside
yep.
and inside that synagogue.
Right.
Because you need to meet extreme terror and violence with extreme terror and violence.
It's the only way it's going to stop it.
You don't throw money at it. You don't throw slogans at it. You don't throw a bunch of grandstanding bullshit, okay?
Right. You're absolutely right. And the rabbis know this, but there's very little that they can do, especially in an ultra-liberal society that we have here in New Jersey. There's very little that they can do because all they get is from their congregants is pushback.
You know, well, what do we hear all the time? Well, we're going to increase police presence. We're going to increase we're going to increase police presence. We're going to increase police security. Get the F out of here.
How's that working out?
Seriously, if mass shootings occur, they take less than 2 minutes start to finish.
Right.
I don't care if you put 500 cops on the road.
Right. Absolutely.
You have to be at the right place at the right time. It's never, ever, ever going to happen. The people need to be made to protect themselves.
Well, like you said, and we've talked about this before, if your family is behind those walls, you're going to protect that. The security guard who should be protecting that congregation should be a member of that congregation.
Exactly. And his wife and kids and his mother and his
absolutely.
Sister should be inside there.
He's got skin in the game.
And listen.
You're paying me $100 an hour. I'm walking the other way. I don't give a crap. I'm going home to my family that night.
And let me tell you something. I'll tell you right now. If you were to just take some of the congregants, let them go through the same background
mm-hmm.
checks that security guards do.
Yep.
All right, let them go through. Let them go through the whole licensing process.
Right.
And you tell them they can only carry on that property.
Okay.
No, they have to be part of a licensed security company. They have to do this, they have to do that. Da, da, da. You know, hire a cop, they tell you. You know,
right.
Until something happens, then we're going to look at it again. And
then
we're
they'll
look
be
at
screaming for solutions.
Correct.
And the solution will be to ban guns in the entire community. Because that's how it always works in Jersey.
And I'm focusing right now on synagogues because of what happened in Israel.
Yeah.
Okay? But let me tell you something. We have malls, we have hospitals, we have
churches.
We have, you know, we have evangelical, Baptist, whatever, Buddhist temples, whatever it is.
It ain't Islamic.
It's a target-rich environment.
Absolutely.
Okay?
You know, nobody's talking about the ISIS cell that is outside of Ferguson, Missouri, that is stirring up everything.
And trying to buy explosives?
Yeah. Nobody's talking about that. It's interesting how you can get a lot of information about Dancing with the Stars on ABC, Good Morning America, but you can't get real news. It's funny how none of the networks covered the president's speech. And the president, the White House was very upset, except when you realize that the White House has to actually let the media outlet know that the president is going to be speaking, and they will grant
the
time.
They didn't want to do it.
No.
They didn't want to do it.
But you know, political kabuki theater, and all of a sudden now Univision is the only one carrying the speech about, hey, let's open up the doors and support 5 million illegal immigrants. And the biggest population, the biggest pushback, and the group of people most aggravated about this is the legal people who came, the legal Latinos who are here, who went the right way because they look like fools now.
They're pissed.
Yeah,
legal immigrants are pissed right now.
Absolutely, sure.
And they should be.
Absolutely.
Because they didn't get a shortcut, and they had to wait, and they had to do whatever is necessary, okay?
I've had employees who had to go back to their country of origin these people were degreed professionals who had to go back to their country of origin because they could not get couldn't get a green card.
I read articles this morning in Orlando of where the father had a work visa and the mother and kids had to go back to their country for 3 years until the father could bring them back over again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? People sacrifice. That's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about. Okay. And this crap about hiding in the shadows. I mean, have you been to a food store lately in New Jersey? What the hell is hiding in the shadows? Everybody's got there are people who own businesses who you know are not legal citizens. And
without
they're owning
doubt.
Bodegas.
Yes. How'd that happen?
Right.
Fake social security numbers.
Exactly right.
Anyway.
So, well, that's good. We get
don't worry. Don't worry about our veterans.
No.
Don't worry about all our veterans that are homeless, that are out of jobs,
sure.
post-traumatic stress disorder,
right.
that were victims of workplace violence, like in Fort Hood. Turn your back on those families.
Exactly right. Exactly right. But, you know, and if you have to hide in the shadows, don't walk into any hospital clinic where the free care is being handed out. You know, but we needed Obamacare to fix that. But we're not going to get into that because this is a show about firearms. And every time we get outside of the purview of firearms, we get shit from our listeners that says, who the hell wants to hear about Obamacare? And stop bringing politics into this.
You know, on another note, Al Sharpton owes $4.5 million in taxes.
Yeah, that's...
And because he's an advisor to the White House, he's never been charged. Did you know every hotel he checks into, he doesn't pay?
Really?
Yeah, he uses a credit card for a deposit, but then...
He never pays his bill?
Never pays, and the card is no good. Like, it has like a $100 limit.
Come on.
He owes like $85,000 to hotels. His landlord in New York is taking him to court 3 times already because he doesn't pay his rent.
Oh, there's a man of great character. But
okay.
he's down in Ferguson right now, stirring up trouble.
He owns Revel Entertainment and Raw Talent, $717,000.
Raw
Talent.
He owns
$3 million in personal federal tax liens, $700,000 in state taxes. He flew first class and accepted a $250,000 from his nonprofit when it was $1.1 million in debt from payroll taxes.
Well, what does he do with the $20,000 a year he gets paid from MSNBC to host a show?
So this is a guy, he doesn't pay his bills, and we just let him do
That's
whatever he wants.
Friggin' great.
Race baiting, Ainsley would say, Al Charlatan.
Man, you know, here's the problem. The country is going to hell in a handbasket, and there's not a damn thing we can do to stop it. Hold on and grab hold of the rails because we're going for a ride.
For many people, walking into a range the first time, it's quite intimidating. So when you walk in through the double doors, the first thing you'll see on your left is a concierge. When people walk in, they can take a tour of the range, or maybe they're coming in for an appointment with one of my instructors or me, and they'll be directed to the right classroom. It kind of softens the entire experience. It makes people feel more at home. As you walk further into the range, you're going to notice we have New Jersey's only indoor 50-yard range, which is heated and air-conditioned. The dividers at each port are bulletproof. They're extra-wide ports so two people can stand side-by-side and shoot. There's lights in the ports, so you're well-lit. We also have 3 times as much light downrange that the average range would have because I believe it's important that the targets are well-lit. Our target retrieval system is all digital. You program how many feet you want to send it out, and it stays there. Both of our ranges are tactically baffled, which means when we run our higher level courses, you can move forward to the firing line and shoot in any direction, and bullets can't escape. When you come out of the 50-yard range, to your left, you'll see our large classroom, and go back up to the concierge and make a right. We have 2 smaller classrooms, and those classrooms are for small one-on-one classes, our Build-A-Bear, building an AR. As you enter through there, you'll see that we have a portal with a key to go into our Platinum Lounge. They can sit around and watch TV on the leather chairs or couches, and they can maybe work deals with their clients. And you normally don't see a cafe in an indoor range. New Jersey, we have this archaic law where you're only supposed to go from your house to the range to the house with no unnecessary deviations. I'm seeing a lot more families coming in now where they have multiple kids and the wife will stay in the cafe with 1 or 2 kids and they'll do a handoff. To me, it's very important that people are treated like family. So the bathrooms are very high-end. We used marble and corian and really nice tile and full-length dividers so that people are comfortable when they come in. When you exit the bathroom, you'll see the Gun for Hire radio studio where Sandy and I tape our show. After you pass that and you make a left, you'll notice our retail area. Over 120 firearms for rent. As you turn 180 degrees, you see the large sections of bulletproof glass. That's our 25-yard range. And inside our 25-yard range, we have 13 ports. Those ports are even wider than the 50-yard range. Both ranges have full-time range safety officers. In case you have any questions or concerns, they're there to help you.
Freedom. Keeping you informed of the threats to your freedom with news, commentary, and issues you'll never hear discussed on the mainstream media, you're listening to Gun for Hire Radio, the largest Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. And this segment's being brought to you by both.
This segment's brought to you by Waldorf Chiropractic, WALDORFCHIRO.com, WaldorfChiropractic.com. In Bridgewater, New Jersey, check out Dr. Eric. Go on to his Facebook page, Waldorf Chiropractic, please. Also, Montville Executive Suites, MontvilleOffice.com, Ron Sousa. The Second Amendment Women's Group on December 23rd is having a ladies' event there.
Yes, it is.
While the ladies' event is going on, me, James Kalita, Ron Sousa, and a few other people, we're going to JR Tobacco in Whippany, and we're going to smoke some. I don't drink, but we're going to have a couple of cigars and a couple appetizers and hang out.
Is this I Will Not Comply, Kalita?
This is James, yeah. I Will Not. This is James, yeah. You're out of order, Kalita.
You're out of order.
Yes, we're all going to be going to this Saw event. I just wanted to put that out there. I had something else to say about that, but it went right through my bones. I can't think about it right now.
James, you're out of order, Kalita, stood up in the state house and made his point known that not more than 2 months later, he was arrested.
Yeah, created a lot of problems. Luckily, Knappen and company
thank
got
God.
It going. But we just had a Saw event here earlier this week that went really well. So anybody who's interested, it's December 23rd. Oh, that's what I want to talk about. Hmm. Sandy, next Saturday, we're going to the train show with F.M. Pinelli. He was here today.
Oh, wonderful.
After we do the radio show, we're going to go over. We're either going to pick him up or meet him over there in Karlstadt. Let me talk about that right now. So Ron Sousa, Montville Executive Suites, MontvilleOffice.com. Remember, modelengineers.org. And I know a lot of people went wearing Gun for Hire shirts, by the way, to the model train thing. Andy Briscard's running it. Here's what I need, guys. Modelengineers.org. It's this weekend. It's November 21, 22, 23, 28, 29, 30. We're going the 29th. It's the day after Black Friday. Listen up, guys. Let us know. Give us some feedback about it. I already got some great feedback. My cousin Albert Mezel brought his two kids to it. He said they had a great time.
Oh, wow.
So I know a lot of the listeners.
Cool thing.
Yeah, we got Richie owns a plumbing company in Glen Rock. He's a platinum member here. He took his stepkids. He said they had a phenomenal time. You know, it's the Society of Model Train Engineers. I'm looking forward to going to it.
You know, I think we need a little nostalgia in our lives right now. Because
I think it's nice.
We are just so beaten down.
I'm looking forward to going, as a matter of fact. So listen, a couple of things. I can't believe how much email we got about the Ramapo campus making anti-rape face.
Yeah.
Thank you for like the 700 emails that I haven't been able to get through most of them. But I'm trying, please. I really am trying. I grabbed one or two pearls out here, but where is it? Stop whining about Corey Rosenkrantz, MS, psychological counselor, coordinator, substance abuse and violence prevention at Ramapo College. She is a low-level state educator, and a search of New Jersey public records indicates that her salary barely exceeds $100,000 a year. And then he wrote, I'm going to leave this anonymous. He wrote, just by the way, this is the president of Ramapo College and has a picture of him. And it says, I wonder if the college has a program of young men sexually abused at the college. Oof. Anyway, but,
Yeah, and I do. I am concerned about the $100,000 a year of taxpayer money that is a low level anything. If you ask me, I want half these damn people stripped of their garments.
Me too. $100,000 a year. Make an anti-rape face. Be careful what you wear because you're asking for it.
Is what we're paying for? This is bullshit.
But look, everybody's a pussy. Jay Leno was going to be the speaker at the SHOT Show in 15. I go to SHOT Show every January in Vegas. It's the gun industry thing.
And Leno's a pro-gun guy.
He's a pro-gun guy. He was going to be our speaker at the State of the State industry dinner. He backed out.
Well,
anti-gun people gave him so much shit that he pussied out, okay? So the chin is the pussy.
You know, the problem you have is, and you see it going on. We had this discussion this morning. It's a coordinated effort to make people, to demonize people, to set things up. One of the things I think that the left does extremely well is they have a very long fuse, can wait to get you back.
Oh, yeah.
Look what they did to Khalida. I mean, they just waited and they baited him and they did whatever. They go out after people. It is the famous prosecutor. It's a game that they play. They don't find a crime and try to see who committed the crime. They find a person and see what crime that they can get attached to that person. So that's part of the whole thing that goes on with the product placement, if you will, that goes on in radio and television.
Oh, yeah.
That where they're taking ideas and putting them into – they're overloading you with news about Charles Manson at the same time that the president signs this executive order breaking the Constitution, making him a tyrant, literally, going against his own word.
Governor.
Yeah. Going against his own word. He said that this was a bit when George Bush was doing these sort of things.
Emperor.
Yeah. Yeah. Emperor George Bush and Emperor.
No, Emperor.
Emperor Obama. Well, you know, I got my 2012 sticker on the
back. Here's a good one for you. Churchill must be rolling over in his grave. You know, and I just gave Sandy some great Churchill quotes. I read a Churchill book on the plane ride out. And I dog-eared like 10 pages. And then when I landed, I ordered another one, and I gave Sandy the dog-eared one. Just like when you don't get to go to lunch with us.
That's all right. I like the dog-eared one better because I like to see your mind work.
Thank you. The British are having another campaign because they haven't rounded up all the knives. Because when they banned guns, they thought violence was going to completely disappear. And then what happened is violence shifted to knives.
Rocks?
Well, you can't get glass mugs in pubs anymore.
You can't.
They're plastic.
No, that's right. Yeah.
But listen to this. British police call on the nation to save a life, surrender a knife, as knife violence is continuing to rise. Okay?
That's great.
All we need is a friggin' slogan, and that's going to fix everything now we have a slogan.
But this almost reads like a satire, Sandy. I thought it was from The Onion, too, when I read it. Okay? They're having an amnesty program where to save a life that to ban pointy knives. Okay.
Oh, come on, really?
Yes, it began the end of August, and more than 800 knives have been handed in across the country.
Idiots.
Okay.
Idiots.
Including
you're
swords,
idiots.
Machetes, and commando knives.
All idiots. No, it is no wonder why we kicked your ass
and
250 years ago. We kicked your ass
because
you're such
George?
Pussies.
They said that the amnesty was so successful, they're extending it for another week, okay? Because they're hoping to get a whopping 1,000 pointy knives.
All right, now here's the big question that's never going to be answered, or even asked for that matter. How much did crime drop as a result of that violent crime? Do we know?
No, of course not. So listen, it's too funny because the people in the neighborhoods want less knife violence. So the response was to ban knives.
Ban the knives.
Okay? Because that's not – listen, as soon as you take my knife, I'm just going to club you in the head with something.
I'm going to get out my cricket bat.
But listen to this. According to the BBC, researchers consulted with 10 top chefs.
10?
From
10?
Around the UK
and
found that such knives with points have little practical value in the kitchen. None of the chefs felt knives were essential, since the point of a short blade was just as useful when a sharp end was needed. Also, we remind readers outside the UK
that this is not a satire. You know, that's not a big deal. I just can't stab you now because I have a rounded blade, but I can slit your throat.
I'm going to throw you a little blurb. In the UK, the rate of knife violence is approximately one in every 374 people that are victimized. Okay. Wow. All right.
So, how are you doing this with a straight face?
Compared with the rate of one in 750 people victimized by gun violence in the United States. So they got rid of guns, and they have double the knife violence problems that we have.
You know why? Because knives are quicker. They're quiet.
I for years I've joked I'd rather get stabbed than shot. I mean, I'd rather get shot than stabbed.
Oh, yeah.
I've joked about it. I was stabbed once as a youngster under
me
the
too.
Armpit.
Yeah, stabbed in the back.
In an attack type thing.
We went
thing
to the same school.
Yeah, and let me tell you something. It sucks.
Yes, it totally sucks.
Never been shot, but... But so,
hey, there's still time.
Poor Winston Churchill. Winston Churchill, I could tell you right now, for all my brethren on the other side of the pond, you people that are running this, Margaret Thatcher has a bigger penis than all of you.
Absolutely.
Okay?
And the ones turning in your knives, what are you kidding? Are
800
you serious?
800 of you pussies.
What's next? Nail clippers?
Okay.
For big toes?
Yeah. Somebody got their eye poked out. Oh, sharp sticks are probably
sharp
next.
Sharp sticks, yeah. Cricket bats. Got to turn into cricket bats.
Ooh, cricket bat's a pussy bat anyway. You can't really hurt anybody with a cricket bat. You know?
My father used to use bigger shit on me.
I'd go for an axe handle or a pickaxe handle.
Of course,
something.
Certainly.
Because, you know, it's funny, but you think about how many, I'd love to see how many crimes are committed with a knife, and you've taken 800 off the street. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And how many turned them in for novelty? Like, I would do it on a dare. Guys, I'm going to turn a knife in, but watch me. You know, and all my friends would come, too, laughing. No, you're not.
One of those plastic knives that you get. A spork. Here's my spork.
Everything I do gonna be fun. From now on.
Time and memories. The two most precious things you can give someone. No cell phones, no video games, no electronic devices. No interruptions. Just your favorite gun, a couple boxes of ammo, and time spent together. The folks at Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range believe there's no time like the present. And no present like time. Step through their doors and you'll feel time stand still. It may look like a luxury shooting range, but what they really sell is the perfect day. And perfect memories are made from perfect days. Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range, where family memories begin.
And this segment's being brought to you by Philly Firearms Academy. We did it again.
PhillyGunTraining.com.
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 P-H-I-L-L-Y-G-U-N-T-R-A-I-N-I-N-G. He's right near the Spring Garden section of Philadelphia, right across the bridge from you guys in lawless Camden.
Jose is the man, except when he's with me, then he's the woman.
Yeah, that's true. You know, he owes us Puerto Rican food.
Yeah, when?
Well, I don't know, but
when
you know when.
Cuando, Jose. Cuando. Cuando mi comida.
He's gonna, you know.
Donde está mi comida, mama?
You know, the last time he keeps saying that we should go to Philly and get Puerto Rican food, which I went, you know, with him one time, and I had lunch, and you weren't there.
I go to Philly's. I'm going to Gooey Louie's and getting a cheesesteak. But
Gooey
that's
Louie's
just me.
Is the best, right?
I think it's the best.
God, what's the name of the what the hell is the name of that straight?
So anyway, the most dangerous weapon in the United States is a derringer.
A derringer.
In the UK.
In the UK.
Ice pick.
Is it really?
No, I don't know, but that's what I would carry.
Oh, I would.
I'd carry an ice pick.
Because it's not a pointed, sharp knife.
I'd carry me an ice pick, and the ice pick don't even need to be that pointy.
No, that's very true.
To be honest, the ice pick could be a blunt tip.
You know, I've taken that pen class, the defensive pen class.
Oh, yeah.
And so is my wife. And I watch her stab the living shit out of potatoes.
A wiry Filipino and potatoes.
Oh, yeah, man. Unbelievable.
You know, Ammoland just came out with an article that said that the GOP is going to relinquish all gun policy decisions to the Dems for the next 10 months.
Are you serious?
Yeah, you know, I'd like to slap that crybaby face off of Bonner's face, the Speaker of the House, by the way.
Here's the problem, and, you know, everybody gets pissed off at me when I say that the Republicans are no different than the Democrats in this particular situation, because progressive is a progressive, and ever since that shitbag Teddy Roosevelt, who everybody seems to love, started the Bull Moose Progressive Party, everything has been going to hell in a handbasket. He was a huge government guy. The biggest land grabs in the country came from Teddy Roosevelt, and so is the Progressive Party. So you have him to thank for it.
Mm. Listen, this came in from Walter Haas. Speaking at a congressional hearing, Nancy Pelosi said, illegal aliens must have court hearings before being returned to the other side of the border. What? We cannot have deportation without representation. You don't have any representation.
Yeah. Okay? Since you're not a citizen.
And he wrote.
Let's go to Mexico and see. Oh, wait a minute. There was a Marine from the United States who went to Mexico. And he got treated very well.
Walter wrote, shit, I don't have representation and my taxes pay her salary. Didn't we have a little scuffle over this thing almost 240 years ago? Like my favorite bumper sticker says, our forefathers would be shooting already. It's so true. Walter, I have to agree 100%. And let me tell you something. It's bad. It really is bad.
It's out of control.
And I don't know when it's going to stop.
It's not going to get any better. You know, and it is absolutely right. When is enough enough?
But you know what, Sandy? I've talked to Walt and you and other people, too. The Republican Party needs to drop the right to life thing and need to drop the same-sex marriage thing if they want to attract a wider voter base.
Dusty bullshit.
We talked about this a million times. I have so many alternate lifestyle people that are Republican but can't vote Republican.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, because
if the Republican platform would get rid of, for now, whatever they want to do later on, the abortion issue and the gay marriage issue, they would kick ass, okay?
Well,
more so than they have already.
I think if you get more and more people are starting to lean toward, I guess a Tea Party, sort of thing, or a libertarian sort of thing, or anarchist is where I'm going. You know, I am just so sick and tired of all the crap, the same old, same old, same old.
You know, look what Walt just sent me a message, I think yesterday, the day before. After this immigration thing, the Republicans just become the party of no. They didn't propose anything.
Right, of course.
They sat on their hands. First the Democrats did when they controlled the House of Senate, and now the Republicans are doing the same thing. So you're forcing Obama's hand because he says, well, nobody's going to do anything. I'm going to create some kind of action.
I'm just going to break the law and piss on the Constitution.
Why don't the Republicans have a response to handle that? You know,
all they do is say, oh, this is not going to be good. I mean, the guy basically declared himself king.
Yes.
And he's you know,
I said 6 years ago he's going to be a three-termer.
And, let me tell you something. I think that that's what they're pushing for. You and I talk about this off the air all the time. This is classic Cloward and Piven.
Yep.
You're overloading every part of the system you possibly can. When you introduce now into the welfare system and into the healthcare system, which is like kind of one and the same right now, 5 million undocumented people. And 5 million, that's BS. It's going to be 20 million people who we know who are already here, who are
correct,
not documented, and introduce them directly into the system. The system is going to collapse. Everything is being piled on our backs. When are we as small business owners going to go, enough is enough? When, you know, screw it. Why don't I just go on welfare? Why am I working 60-hour weeks for the past 30 years? Why? You know, I mean,
how do you get off work in 60 hours?
Yeah, I know. It's great, right? Well, I started to back off a little bit. But
stop laughing. All right. Remember last week we talked about the Massachusetts Eddie Eagle?
It's nice to have windows. Let's just put it this way. It is nice to have windows and a view here in the studio. It's just sometimes it's just
this is from Kurt Andrews
incredible
from Indiana.
Yes.
a high school educator, and now a proud lifetime member of the NRA. Good, you're going to vote for me for board seat next year. He wrote, I will not comply, never forget, never forgive.
Yes,
listen
sir.
To this.
Good
Just
man.
Join the ranks of lifetime membership. It is great that the NRA has a great plan of $500. They sometimes have it at $300, too. But also, I signed my wife
up
for a year. She wishes the NRA had a magazine just for women. They're working on it. It'll be done in 30 or 40 years. Oh, sorry. Were you drinking?
You waited until I took a drink.
I didn't even know. I was looking down. I am going to send a suggestion to the NRA about having a magazine for women and minorities when they join. 30 or 40 years.
Yeah.
I think it would be, that's why when guys like me run for a board seat, you know, we go through the shit that I go through.
They try to bury you on every page.
I think it would be great if they offered that with the three other magazines. It may help the NRA cause by showing our diverse culture in the gun world. It would. It would if we had more people of color representing us. You know, but
well, you know, unfortunately, the NRA does not look like the American gun owner. It really doesn't, especially now. Ever since, you know, what looks like the American gun owner, in all honesty, is your range here on a especially on a Saturday.
Yep,
it is amazing. The diversity is just incredible. I think women here, I've said it over and over and over again, outweigh men, probably, you know, 6-4. It's just an incredible showing, and it enlightens me all the time, and it makes me feel good. It makes me feel a little bit of hope.
Yes. Here's another letter from Ben I, a member of the range. First of all, thank you for everything you do for New Jersey's beleaguered law-abiding gun owners. I've been a gold member since the range opened and plan to continue as long as you'll have me. We'll talk. Anyway... Does it not sicken you that Obama's over in China clowning around while there is a legitimate nonviolent fight for democracy happening in Hong Kong? It does. Have we ever heard anything from the president about this heroic struggle? Nope. At best,
it's
sad. At worst, disgusting.
Absolutely. I've got a lot of business associates in Hong Kong, and it is a nightmare.
China's going to swallow them up.
Absolutely. And you know, they're frightened for reasons, for good, valid reasons.
If we don't stand up for democracy, who will? He wrote, love the show, and a big shout out to the Patriot Pork Roll Cafe for the pork roll grilled cheese. Yeah, that is pretty good, Ben. I may have had half of one of those already.
Have you?
Yeah, maybe. thank you. Listen to this. This is from Tim Metcalf. You're going to love this. Remember last week we were talking about one of the guys at the TC workshop tried to do or refused to be a victim in Massachusetts?
Yes, yes.
And as soon as they found out it was attached to the NRA...
They backed out.
Yep. He wrote, Anthony, I was just listening to episode 181 and heard you discuss the refuse to be a victim training in Mass. As an FYI, Chuck Leonard, a good friend of mine, copied, had also offered last year to do a free presentation for the West Milford, New Jersey school employees where my wife teaches. And he received the exact same response.
Wow.
I even tried to pursue a second angle through the teachers union, thinking Pollyannish that the union president would want to pursue to help the people she represents. Apparently, I was misinformed about her role. Anyway, thought I'd share as you this was your hometown in the past. Thank you, Tim Metcalf. Thank you, Tim.
New
we'll
Jersey
get back to that.
And Massachusetts are one and the same. We're coming right back.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise, and although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
Yo, that way.
Yo,
the gun show.
Oh, wow.
See?
Very nice.
Nice. Thank you.
That gym thing's working out.
I'm not taking the juice yet, though. So Tim and Chuck get booted out of West Milford. I've been talking about this for years. When I go to public schools or public places and say gun for hire, wants to do refuse to be a victim or Eddie Eagle gun
you're
safety.
Shut out.
I'm shut out because of those three letters, NRA.
Yep.
Okay, and I offer to do it for free, materials free, refreshments free, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Street fairs,
they
too. You've offered to do street fairs and do Eddie Eagle, to do all, and you've been just shut down.
Yes. It is what we call denial and just putting your head in the sand.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, and if you want to know about putting your head in the sand, I just read this in a plane. Sandy wasn't really briefed on it, but just Google the Adam Lanza report just came out, 126-page report. They checked about like his psychological background and everything, and read it. Just read it. They don't blame the gun, believe it or not. Okay,
wow.
They say his access to guns is definitely a problem. The most guilty person in the whole thing is his mom, and there's quotes in there from some of the parents whose kids died tragically in this, and there's so many people that are going to be scarred, all the first responders, the police officers, and the families forever.
Terrific, yeah.
And basically the woman, she kept this vegetable in the basement and watered it for 18 years and allowed it to evolve into what it was, and there was a lot of breakdowns in the system and everything. And again, we always lose, our eyes are on the prize. Instead, for 2 years, we have a battle on assault rifles.
Right, the knee-jerk reaction is to go after the tool that was used, not to really look for a problem. We talk about this all the time. How the hell can you possibly solve a problem when you do not even recognize the cause?
Correct.
You're not even looking for the cause. You're just pointing at something else.
Correct. So this, if you read the whole report, when he moved from New Hampshire to Connecticut with his mom, his records were never transferred over. He did it. His mom sent him to Yale for a study. They recommended psychotherapy and drugs and stuff. The kid didn't want it. The mother pulled him out. He couldn't acclimate in school. The mother pulled him out to homeschool. He never got homeschooled, okay? She let him do basically whatever he wanted, gave him whatever he wanted. She was getting almost $300,000 a year in alimony and child support. So she didn't work. She used to go hang out in a bar and pub in the evenings and stuff. And she let him do whatever he wanted in the basement and, made his dinner and left it. Like, she just fed him, like a plant.
Yeah.
And then he had planned this, by the way. The whole report shows he didn't just wake up one day. He had been on the Newtown website 1,000 times. He had looked up mass murders. He posted online about mass shootings. He said he couldn't understand why there weren't 100,000 mass shootings a year. This was practiced, well thought out. He picked the school because he knew there'd be very little resistance because they were young kids. Just a total mental animal that might have been treated. It might have been treatable.
Yes.
Okay. And so
now, if you recall,
go ahead.
Not to interrupt you, but
you did. But
if you recall, we sat right after that with detectives who are specialists in this particular thing, active shooter scenarios, and this is exactly what we said.
Correct.
Exactly what we said.
That was with Detective Mack in Belfort.
Right. Yep. Correct. And that's, right. It was literally right after the
Correct.
Shooting. And prior to that shooting is when these same guys predicted that there was going to be a shooting, because there always is. You can make that prediction today and be correct.
Unbelievable.
So what else did, what else did the report have to say?
Oh, it's 126 pages. I read the whole thing. I downloaded it and then I read it while I was flying. She had taken him for all kinds of studies and evaluations. The kid washed his hands so much that the skin was worn off. They gave him a special lotion so he stopped. He was 6 foot tall and literally like 116 or 126 pounds the day of the shooting. He was a bag of bones. They said he was suffering from brain damage and everything because he had no body fat. You know, he had internal organ damage and everything. But I guess he was just preparing, you know, for this day. That he was going to do this. The mother was going to buy an RV because she was going to move him and her to Washington State. And the report states that she thinks that that had a lot to do with him finally snapping because he didn't like change. He didn't like this. He didn't like that.
Well, obsessive compulsive is not going to like change.
Correct. So that was some of the comments that were listed in there. So definitely everybody should just read it. Just Google Adam Lanza. Psych report, and it'll come up. It's 126 pages long. There's some good commentary, too. Other people took it and evaluated it. There's about seven or eight news sources, print news sources, editorials. I read those as well. And
do you think this is going to have any kind of an impact at all on our legislators?
No. We're just always going to focus on the gun.
Yeah.
Okay. Which is a shame because how would you stop drunk driving? You're not going to do it by focusing on the car.
Right.
Okay. The rabbis are focusing on the gun manufacturers, missing the point.
Right.
Okay. These rabbis that want to focus on the manufacturers that are anti-gun, God forbid something should happen in one of their synagogues. The first thing they think is, boy, I wish we had a gun or someone here who was armed. Right.
Right. Exactly. When they're hiding in a closet someplace.
You know, one of my budding students, Rocco LaRocca, who's taken a ton of classes here, he listened to episode 180, specifically the story that I said about the person spitting on my charger at Montclair State College and putting banned guns on the materials that I gave out.
Yeah.
He mentioned, if you recall, I mentioned that two business associates of mine, one of my friends, are in the process of building a gun club in Monmouth County. And one day he met up with my friend and they handed me our first magnets to the club's website on it. But he said something interesting afterwards. He proceeded to tell me that he placed the magnet on his car for, of course, advertisement purposes. One day he noticed something written above the logo, not on his car, though. It said F.U. He then said, just be careful when you display this. Slept slightly upset and feeding my own two-way ego, I ignored his warning and placed it right on my car door. After a few days, somebody wrote stuff on his car as well. The anti-gunners are like that. They're crazy.
They are. They are absolutely like that. One of the problems that, and we say this all the time, they're very, they fight the way they're supposed to fight, and they're very effective at what they do.
Next time you're here, Rock, I'm going to have you on the show. We're going to talk a little bit more about it. Listen, Christmas is coming. We have gift cards. We have Build-A-Bear gift cards with Jimmy for classes, merchandise. We got shot glasses. We got sweatshirts. We got water bottles. We got bottle openers. Ballistics 101 class with Marcus Max, November 30th, two slots left. Holster draw, December 10th, three slots left. Gun for Hire, let us host your party. Any holiday parties, team building parties, we do them all here at the place. We also have Urban Carbine 1, December 8th. Stop by, say hi. Patriots Pork Roll Canteen will be opening up the Saturday after Black Friday. Stop down for some free pork roll sliders.
And remember, December 6th is the Cupcake Fundraiser.
10 to 2.
10 to 2, and they got hot chocolate cupcakes.
Hot cocoa.
Peppermint patty.
And something else.
Doesn't matter.
Gingerbread.
Well, we got to lock in already. Well, you've done it again. You've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast is managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Berardi. On behalf of my co-host, who's traveling around the world, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, we do thank you so much for listening. Please stay safe out there. If you've got a woman on your gift list, Lipstick Bodyguard is an excellent, excellent stocking stuffer or just a general gift to hand out to the gal down the street at the 7-Eleven. And if you order off lipstickbodyguard.com, they're doing the same thing they've done for the past 4 years. Order as many as you want for the same flat rate, $5 shipping or something like that. We love you guys. See you next week. Say goodbye, Winston. From sea to the shine.